Grace and peace to you. We are so glad to have you connected to our prophetic prayer partnership. It is a time of prayer. It is a time of impartation. We look so forward to these Monday night sessions every single week. They have become a favorite. They have become a preference for so many. And for that, we say thank you so much. Thank you for being a continued partner with us. Thank you for continuing to pray with us and believe God with us. We are praying not just for you as an individual, but we are praying for all who are connected to our prophetic prayer partnership. We are confident that the God that we serve is able to handle every situation connected to our partnership. So we believe God as a collective. We believe God universally. We believe God to touch, to heal, to save, to set free, and to deliver. His power is present. His power is evident. His power is available. And here's the beautiful part. He has given us access to his power. Through the art and the activity of prayer, we have access to the power of the Almighty God. It is a transformative power. It is not just a power to give us things, but it is a power that transforms our lives. Anything that we commit to God, he will change and transform. Any error, any obscurity, any darkness, any casted shadows and dark clouds, they will all dissipate and be transformed in the presence of the Lord. So we say, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, so that the King of glory may come in. He is the Lord strong and mighty. He is the Lord mighty in battle. He is the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Well, we're so blessed, and we want to remind you that during this time of prophetic prayer partnership, we are dealing with guarding our faith. As we are talking and teaching in our sanctuary on Sundays and also in our portals on Wednesday, we are dealing with more faith. Well, we have decided to utilize our Monday night prophetic prayer partnership to impart into your spirit the importance of guarding your faith. Your faith must be guard it. You cannot afford to allow anything to impede the progress and even the process of your faith. And as we are talking about guarding the faith, it is also imperative for us to possess a boldness. Sometimes the only way to guard faith is by way of boldness. Do you know how difficult it is? And I'm sure many of you can testify of the difficulty and the overwhelming burden that is pressed upon any individual as they are navigating through various matters in life. Life can sometimes impact you in unexpected ways, leaving you weaving and leaving you, praise the name of the Lord, reeling and rocking from its impact. And you're just trying to put the pieces together, follow God, and you're trying to reconcile with yourself, reconcile with God, and even with others. Just trying to navigate through life's variables. Well, in those times, you must understand that the enemy is very strategic to add on to those already established burdens that you're enduring. He wants to add on confusion so that you're unable to find your way through those variables. Find your way through life's vicissitudes. The enemy wants to add on confusion. He wants to add on murkiness. He wants to add on cloudiness. He wants you to feel completely hopeless. It happens from time to time, and it will almost make you feel as if you are alone. Have you ever been there? Have you ever encountered those feelings that even being saved or even knowing God and having a relationship with God, just dealing with life's variables, you can, and many times, feel very distant from God. And the distance can seem very broad. It could be extremely widened. You can feel hopeless. But I want to share with you that there is a boldness that you have to possess that will help you to regain the control of your space, your spiritual space, as you navigate and as you hear from the Lord. Sometimes all we need in various moments of calamity, various moments of great pressure, sometimes all we need is one word from God that will bring a soothing and a calmness to your life that will bring a clarity to waters that seem so murky. It will bring a confirmation and an assurance in time of insecurity and uncertainty. One word from God. But how many words do we hear from others that seemingly attempt to block out that one word that we need from God? The enemy wants to do everything he can to confound and to confuse. But I want to share with you tonight that the devil is still a liar. He is a liar. He is the father of all lies. He comes to deceive. He comes to break. He comes to distort. And he comes to destroy. But our faith is the victory that overcomes the world. It is our faith that gives us victory even while we're still in the middle of the fight. For many of you, your fight is not over yet. For some of you, your fight has just begun. But if you have faith, faith presents you an outcome of victory even before the process is completed. I already know I'm going to win. The late Bishop Walter Hawkins began to do a song years ago with his Love Alive choir that says, "Don't wait till the battle is over, shout now." You know in the end you're going to win, and that is what faith is. Faith positions you in the winner's circle even while the competition or the obstacle course is still in process. Everything is still in motion. You're literally going through life's preliminaries right now. But faith says, "I'm a winner." Faith says, "I'm an overcomer." And you've got to protect that space. You've got to guard that space. There comes a point in your life when you can't even afford to have conversations to detour, because sometimes conversations come to veto your faith, to eliminate the effects of your faith. The scripture tells us that we did run well, but who hindered us? And for many of us, we were doing good until the wrong words got into our spirit. We were doing great till we started entertaining wrongful conversations. We were running with strength until we allowed the wrong type of energy to get into our ambiance and to get into our atmosphere. Don't let the negative in. Protect your faith, guard your faith, and keep yourself from falling into the traps that the enemy has set for you. I want you to declare it with me tonight, and I want you to declare it with me as strongly as you can. I won't fall into the traps. Come on, declare it with me tonight. I won't fall into the traps. I'm not buying it. I'm not falling for it. I'm not falling into the traps. Did you declare that? Come on, declare it one more time. I won't fall into the traps. It is at Mark 5 that we find a man by the name of Jairus who has summoned Christ to his house. He has summoned Christ to his house because his daughter in her early teens, is lying down sick to the point of death. And Jairus sends a message to Jesus, "Please come with me to my home so that my daughter may be healed. I know that you are a healer. I have faith that your power can heal my daughter. And of course, without going through all of the particulars of the story, as life would have it, something unexpected happened while Jesus was on his way to Jairus's house, and it caused a delay in time. And as the delay occurs, the problem progresses. Listen at this. When delays occur, problems progress. And the problem progresses to the point where the daughter goes from being sick to now being dead. They come to where Jesus and Jairus is, and they say, "There's no need to trouble the master. Your daughter has died." But Jesus comes to the house anyway. And when he gets to the house, he finds a great commotion. I want you to listen at this. He finds a great commotion. Now, this is the point. This is the point that we have got to take away from this impartation tonight. There's a great commotion whenever something occurs. And here they are, a great commotion. People are weeping and people are wailing, and they're doing it loudly, according to the scripture. It's a mess. It's a grievous mess. And just because things have become chaotic, it does not mean faith can't be active. He saw the commotion. The people were weeping. The people were wailing loudly. And when he enters in, listen at this, when Jesus enters in, this is what he asks them. He says, "Why do you make a commotion and why do you weep? Why are you in a frantic?" And for many of you who are listening to the sound of my voice tonight, that's what Jesus is asking you. What are you weeping and making all of this ruckus for? Why are you making a commotion? Jesus goes on to say, "The child is not dead. The child is sleeping." Faith has to set you in the victory, even when the facts have been presented in your process. And the process looks like it's going to be an unfavorable outcome. It looks like you're going to come out of this on the losing end, but you got to protect your faith. Do you know what they did when Jesus started talking? Do you know what they did when the healer started speaking? Do you know what they did when the I am began to talk? Do you know what they did when the resurrection began to proclaim? The scripture says they laughed at him. Isn't that something? They went from weeping and wailing and all of this commotion, they went into a hysterical laugh. They began to laugh at Jesus, which is an indication of doubt, which is an indication of impossibility, which is an indication of resolve. They were resolved that what they saw was the end and the conclusion of the matter. I feel like teaching you tonight. I feel like making an impartation into your spirit tonight. I feel the power of God on this impartation tonight. Because I feel like many of you are encountering just what Jesus encountered right there in that home. Encountering the mockery, the blasphemy, encountering the pointing of the finger, the doubting of the heart. He encounters all of this. But I need you to understand that Jesus shows us how to possess a boldness when you're in faith. And it's going to take the boldness of faith to protect and guard your faith. You won't be able to guard a faith if you don't have the boldness to act upon where mockery and blasphemy has reared its head. When Jesus saw them laughing, look what it said. Then he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was. What am I saying to you? In order to guard your faith, you got to be willing to shut the door and shut others out. When they are not speaking to affirm faith, you've got to be willing to shut them out. It's not a permanent thing, it's a temporary thing. But it is a necessary thing to do so that I can guard and protect my faith. Right now, I can't let that kind of talking into my space. My God, right now, I cannot afford to entertain that level of doubting into my space. Right now, I'm in a place of irrevocable, unwavering faith. My God, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And I cannot afford you talking crazy, looking crazy, doubting. I don't want to be mocked. Nope, I can't. I'm going to have to shut you out, and I'm going to bring only those in who believe. You need faith partners. And you've got to have the discernment to be able to know who's not a faith partner, and you've got to have the boldness to shut them out. You can't come into this space. You can't. We're believing for a miracle. We're believing for the unusual. We're believing for the supernatural. We can't afford to have skepticism. If you're going to be skeptical, be skeptical outside. Be skeptical elsewhere, but you can't be skeptical inside this room. I got to protect my faith. I want you to declare that with me tonight. I'm guarding my faith. Come on, I want you to declare that right now. If this is for you tonight, if I am speaking to your spirit tonight, I want you to declare that right now with me. I'm guarding my faith. I want you to say it. I want you, those of you that are on Zoom, you know what to do. Those of you that are on the conference line, you know what to do. Come on, we're declaring it right now. I'm guarding my faith. I'm guarding my faith. Faith. There are 100 persons connected to our partnership right now, and I want 100 persons to declare it right now. I'm guarding my faith. I'm protecting my faith. I'm asking God to give me the boldness I need to lock anybody, anything out that is causing doubt, that is causing skepticism, that is, come on, anything that's questioning where I am, I got to get it out of here, because right through here, I got to lock into my faith. I'm guarding my faith. I'm being overly protective of my faith. And when he locked out the doubters, when he locked out the mockers and the scoffers, when he locked them out, look what he says. Now we're ready for the miracle. Now we're ready for the breakthrough. Talitha Kumi, little girl, get up. Little girl, get up. Guard your faith. Guard it, because you're going to see the miraculous. It is ordained of you, ordained of God, and it is ordained for you. Listen at this. It is ordained for you to receive the miraculous, to walk into the increase, to see the blessings of the Lord manifested in your life. It is of God. And the only thing that's keeping you is that you've been teetering with your faith. You're feeling like you can break through, but then you listen to other people who tell you, take your time, slow down. Well, you know, listen to this. Listen, well, I don't know. And by the time they get through, they have you rocking to the left and rocking to the right. You don't know what to believe. You don't know what. No, hold on to your faith. Stand firm, stand firm, stand firm, and guard your faith. Develop that holy boldness. That's what those old saints called it. They said it's a holy boldness. Develop that boldness. And I'm telling you, don't you dare be afraid to put even the closest of individuals out of a particular space, especially if they are not possessors of faith. We need to protect our faith, and we need to stop entertaining every idea and every ideology that comes our way. I don't need an opinion right now. I don't need any alternative options right now. I don't need a detour. I don't need a guru. I don't need an expertise of advice. And no, right about through here, I need to lock in with somebody who has faith, because faith, listen to this, will override facts. My God, faith will override facts, and faith will bring you to a place. My God, I'm telling you what faith will do. It will bring you to a place that everybody said you would never be able to possess, never be able to obtain, never be able to walk in. In fact, there's quite a few of you in this place, and quite a few of you on our call tonight, in our Zoom tonight, who are living in the never right now. You're walking in the never right now, because where you are right now, somebody once told you it would never happen. In fact, you told yourself it would never happen. But where faith is applied, miracles occur. I want to say it one more time. Where faith is applied, miracles occur. You can't get a miracle without faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Where faith is applied, miracles occur. I'm telling you, faith will override the facts, and faith will bring you into a miracle. I'm excited to pray with you tonight. I'm excited to believe God with and for you tonight. I want to start out with a praise report. This praise report comes from our very dear sister, Rosalinda Archbold. Amen. Rosalinda told me last week through our praise report that she was going to be in church on Sunday. And guess what? Yesterday, she was right there. She writes and says, "Good afternoon, Bishop. I had a good time yesterday in church and will be back on Sunday. I thank God for you." Well, thank God for you, Sister Rosalinda. And it was such a wonderful joy to have you in the services of the Lord on yesterday, as well as your daughter-in-law. My God, what a blessing God gave to the both of you. And I look so forward to seeing you all again. Amen. In the near future, we are praying for those of you who have submitted your prayer requests and those of you who, amen, are believing God. We want you to know that we are praying for you. Amen. And thank you for providing those prayer requests so that I can have a direction to pray for when I am praying for you. Deborah Frazier, Carolyn Cymru, Janet James, Kikamon Rockmore, Andre Hill, Latoya Nugent, Ashley Grant, Michelle Tarua, Denise Bryant Brooks, Tiana Jackson, Johnny Stafford, Bridget Nixon, Jennifer Denton, Diamond Smichael, Patricia Hill, Dr. Essie Pope. We are praying for Dr. Pope, who's in the hospital, but we are lifting up Dr. Pope right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Shanika Muniz, Merritt and Taj Mileti Freeman, Rosalinda Archbold, Deborah Johnson, Redonia Johnson, Janet Durbin, Elaine Witherspoon, Tatiana Cox, Celeste Johnson, Letitia Williams, Verna Simmons, Justin Mack. It was so good to see Justin also yesterday in the services of the Lord. Lakeisha Wright, Patsy Rizzo, Ruth Aileen, Latoya Hampton Beeman, Lorraine Williams, and Mary Silvers. We are believing God for each of you. We are also lifting up our mother, Ernestine Robinson, who is also in the hospital, but we are thanking God for progress that is being made. We are believing God to strengthen those who are sick and afflicted, that raise them up from their bed of affliction. He is the God who is able to heal and to restore in the name of the Lord Jesus. Well, take a hold now and let's pray the prayer of faith. Most gracious and holy God, our Father, we say thank you. We thank you because you are the God of all flesh. You are the God of the universe. You are the creator and the giver of life. You are the greater one, and thank you for being the greater who lives on the inside of us. Now, Father, in this season of our lives, help us to take a hold and to lay hold to our faith. We are trusting and we are believing and we are depending solely upon you. It is in you that we live and move and have our being. Father, we trust your word and we trust your will. We trust your way. Father, we trust everything that you have put into motion, even the things that we are not currently made privy of. Father, we know that your wisdom is infinite. We know that your plan is dominant. And whatever you decide and whatever you desire for us, it will work together for our benefit and for our good. We trust that as your will and your agenda is accomplished, we, your people, will be blessed unimaginably. And we thank you now. We thank you, Father, that every day we live, your hand of protection is yet around us. Your hand of deliverance is yet over us. We thank you that your hand of provision is not slack concerning us. We thank you, Father, for what you are doing in this hour and how you are making ways for us. And you are causing us to be fortified and you are causing us to be strengthened in every area and from every aspect of life. We speak now to every department and every compartment, my God, of discouragement, everything that would come to weigh heavily upon us, to distract and to distort our faith, to cause us to think differently from what your word says. Father, tonight we are believing for every individual that's on our call, but not only for those that's on our call, but for those that are connected to those who are on the call. Father, somebody has others who are weighing heavily upon their hearts during this time of prayer and intercession. Spirit of the living God, send a mighty release, a release that's going to bring about deliverance and a release that's going to bring about change, a release that's going to bring about transformation. We build up a wall of defense in the spirit world surrounding our faith, that our faith remains intact. That even as our faith increases, so does the protection, so does the wall of defense surrounding our faith. Thank you for expansive faith, for extended faith. Thank you that faith is alive and faith is functional and faith is fully operational. We believe tonight. We believe that you are and that you are a rewarder. We thank you for rewarding. We thank you for pouring. Pour out your spirit upon us. Pour out your spirit so that we may be made better in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, that our steps are ordered and we're walking in the movement of divine purpose. We thank you that our steps are not wasteful. Our steps are not even wasted, but you're bringing us into divine purpose. Every place we go has a divine agenda and purpose attached to it. Help us to see the way. Help us to know the way. Help us to trust the way. And we thank you tonight. We know that as long as we are in your hand, as long as we are in your care, there is not one weapon that would be formed against us. Bring us out of the place where we are fearful of the weapon, because no weapon formed will prosper. Bring us out of the place where we are deathly afraid of wickedness and evil. Father, you have built a hedge of protection around us, so much so that even if we're standing in the middle of a war zone, no harm will come to us. Give us the kind of faith, Sandola Bohoshama. Give us the kind of faith that the Hebrew boys had. had, that despite going into a fiery furnace, they would not doubt, they would not turn away, they wouldn't blaspheme. And give us that kind of boldness that even if we're in the middle of danger, we'll come away from it unscathed, we'll come away from it unsinged, we'll come away from it untouched. We thank you for the movement of the Holy Ghost, my God, Jesus, tonight. We thank you that you are settling in us. You're settling not only in us, but upon us. Let your spirit come upon us as it did the men called Samson and those that fought violently like David. God, give us that kind of faith that we will take on opponents and oppositions that are bigger and larger without fear, without anxiety, without doubt. We call for an end to fear, an end to anxiety, an end. We thank you now that as we are praying, God, go down, deal with our phobias and our fears. My God, show yourself to be strong and mighty. Let your people to overcome the thing that has seemingly overcome them. We're guarding our faith in this hour. We're guarding the language surrounding faith. We're guarding the activity surrounding faith, that faith would ever increase and not decrease. We call for fear to decrease and faith to increase. Fear to decrease, faith increase, fear decrease, fear disappear, faith increase to the point of overflow. Let the kind of faith we possess be contagious. Let others be impacted and affected positively by the faith that we possess. We thank you tonight that we will not cower, we will not waver, we will not run the other direction, but we will run boldly. We will run boldly. We will run boldly toward the things that you have promised and prophesied. We thank you that without fear and without reservation, without hesitation, we will run boldly, boldly toward manifestation, boldly toward fruition, boldly toward the possession of the promises that you have made. Nothing too big, nothing too great, nothing you can't handle. Work the work, work it through us. You're able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we ask or think or call. According to the power, you're working it through the power that is within us. And we thank you for complete recovery, divine recovery, restoration, revival, renewal, reconciliation. Thank you that this is the victory that overcomes the world. Thank you that our faith is overcoming. Our faith is bringing us on top. Our faith is causing us to win. Our faith is causing us to stand and to withstand against the wiles of the devil. My God, what would have broken us before is making us stronger. Thank you for faith, this unshakable, unbreakable faith, undeniable faith. Thank you for more faith. Ah, more faith, more faith, more faith. Reveal yourself the more to your people in the name of the Lord. And we will bless you and we will praise you. We will give you glory and we will give you the honor. We will stand firm and we will stand bold. We will guard and we will protect our faith. This is our prayer tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. We say thank God and we say amen. Join me tonight in giving God the greatest praise you can give him. Come on, let's lift up that praise unto the Lord. Let's worship his name. Let's glorify, hallelujah, let's glorify him. Let's magnify him. Let's exalt and extol him. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. I'm believing God for the victory that only faith can give us. I'm believing God for all the victory that only faith can yield. We praise the Lord tonight. My God, they're praising God on the Zoom. They're praising God, I know, in the conference line. We're blessing God right now for all of our prophetic prayer partners. We're giving God the glory. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. He is worthy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we bless the Lord tonight. My God, I'm telling you, these Monday night calls are becoming more potent as we go along. I want to share with you as a reminder. I want to share with you as a reminder that if someone has referred you to our prophetic prayer partnership and you just wanted to connect with a beautiful community of people that pray and believe God, I want to encourage you that you can know the Lord, and you can know the Lord today in a unique and in a powerful way. I want you to know that in this day and in this time, it is important to know that you are saved. It is important to know that you know the Lord. I want you to understand that God wants you in the kingdom, not standing alone, not standing isolated, not standing by yourself, but he wants you in the kingdom, surrounded by people, praise the name of the Lord, that will undergird you and help to keep you on the straight and the narrow and on the right path. That even if you slip and fall, that there are others in the community who know how to pray you back up and even counsel you back into alignment. I want you to know I've needed it. And I want you to know that as sure as you live, you'll need it also. Everybody has a time to where they will fail or fall. But I want you to know you can get back up in the kingdom of God and be restored as if nothing has ever occurred, because that's the kind of merciful God we serve. Will you repeat these words after me? Lord Jesus, thank you for hearing me. Thank you for seeing me. Father, tonight I repent of all of my sins and shortcomings. Receive me into your fold. I am your sheep. I am a part of your pasture. Now, Lord, restore me. Now, Lord, save me. I confess that you are my Savior. I confess that you died. I confess that you rose. I confess that you are seated at the right hand of the Father. And I thank you tonight that I am saved. Praise God. We praise God for your salvation tonight. Yes, we do. And I want to hear from you. So I want you to text the word salvation to this number. You text the word salvation to 646-640-8967. Once again, text the word salvation to 646-640-8967. And I want to get you some information right now. I want to get you all of the tools that you will need to start this journey. And I also pray that if you need a church home and you are in or around the New York area, you can come in person and visit me at the Inner City Church. Also, if you're online and you just love the way we teach and the way we pray and the way we worship, you can join our online church and be a part of this community just the same. The Lord bless you all. Have an amazing week. Join us Tuesday through Friday. That's right, 7 a.m. We're going to be in prayer, this same number. That's right. So join us. It's going to be absolutely amazing this week. And I cannot wait to teach you some more in the portal this week. So be there also. And I cannot wait until Sunday. Certainly, our prophetic prayer partnership is growing, and I can't wait until our next call. Good night, everybody.